have in love.
Pastor Donnie McClurkin here on Sounds of Praise. Yes, that's what salvation is all about. It's the love of Jesus. That's what Sounds of Praise is all about. We're here to share the love of Almighty God. So, Donnie, don't you go anywhere. We're going to bring Pastor Marvin Sapp and Israel Houghton to team up with you. And we're going to invite those out there who've never received the love of Jesus Christ to come right now, just as you are, and allow his love to just flood over your life. What Jesus does, he repairs, restores the broken lives that have been broken by sin, the natural sin that we inherited all the way back to Adam and Eve, and the sin that we continually commit to prove that we do need the love of God to restore us, because we are sinners, and only his saving grace and keeping power is able to keep us on the track, get us on the track, and keep us on the track that God wants us to live and to walk, so that one day we will be in his presence. And if you recognize that you have that need, I'd like to lead you in prayer right now, so that the sin question in your life might be forever answered, forever resolved, because you've given your life to him. And he says, whosoever shall call upon his name shall be saved. He will not cast you out. He will keep you. He will protect you. He will walk with you. He will guide you, so your life can be the life that he always intended it to be. It's the devil who wants to get you off track, because he knows what his end is going to be. He wants you to share it with him. That's not a path that you want to walk. You need to come just as you are right now. And if you repeat these words after me to God as a prayer, and if you mean what the words are saying, God will bring his salvation alive in your life this very day. Won't you pray this prayer? Dear Father, I'm tired of the uncertainty. No matter what I accomplish in life, there's that gnawing uncertainty of what my future, my end, shall be. But you promised in your word that you have restoration power available for all those who place their faith and trust in you. And I'm coming this day trusting you, yielding myself to you, that I might be a recipient of your great salvation gift. It's a gift. Therefore, I don't have to earn it. I need to come and receive it because of what Jesus has done in my place. He lived the perfect life that I cannot live. He died that sacrificial death in my place that I could not die. And on the third day, he was risen from the dead so that I might have his eternal life. So I thank you, Jesus, for allowing me to receive you as my Savior and my Lord this day. And I praise you for all you're going to accomplish in and through my life in the days ahead, in your name and for your praise and for your glory. Amen. If you pray that prayer, if you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me. And if you mean it, God's done it. If you've done that, I want to know about it because I have some material I want to send to you. It's free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's a one-time offer for those giving their life to Sounds of Praise here on Sounds of Praise. And we'll send it out to you without you having to worry about us pressuring you to join our church, although you need to let God direct you into what church you should join. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced. We're not going to sell your name and address for some of the group's mailing list. We're not going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. That number to call to receive that material is 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-WMFO. Like I said, we're sending material out here free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. That number again, 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-WMFO. But please don't put off until tomorrow what you need to do today, because tomorrow is not promised to anyone. And if by chance you're not near a phone, you can still receive that material by writing to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, DARNLEYVB, at Verizon.net. That's DarnleyVB at Verizon.net. DARNLEY, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, DarnleyVB at Verizon.net. Like I said, we'll send material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. 8 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. And like I said, I'll be here until 8 o'clock, a little bit thereafter. So please don't wait till then. You can call me at any time and I'll get your information and send the material out to you. Like I said, free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. But please don't wait until tomorrow or some other future date. You need to call by 8 o'clock or at least shortly thereafter while I'm here putting my things away. Because if you call after that, there's no guarantee I'll get that message. You need to call as soon as possible. Why not pick up the phone and call right now? 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-WMFO. Come as you are, break every chain. Come as you are, he holds your future. All things are new. This is your day to surrender. To surrender. And we pray you have come. If so, please give us a call. 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-WMFO. You can write to us, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y-V-B at Verizon.net. That's DarnleyVB at Verizon.net. Like I said, we'll send material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. Help you to know what to do now that you've given your life to Jesus Christ. And we pray that you have. And if so, now you can enter into true worship. This is TW, and the song is entitled Worship here on Sounds of Praise.
I will worship you, O Lord. I will worship you, O Lord. In my days of joy, in my days of pain, I will worship you, O Lord. I will worship you, O Lord. I will worship you, O Lord. In my days of joy, in my days of pain, I will worship you.
Creator of heaven and the earth, name above all names, every knee shall bow to worship your name. Every kingdom and throne falls down at your feet, dominion and power belongs to you. You reign in victory.
Of your love, the skies that you hold up above, it gives me another reason to sing and worship you, oh Lord. Even when my bills are due, say, got no money and I don't know what to do, still I'm gonna lift up my hands and worship you.
I will worship you, O Lord.
In every breath I take, I will worship you.
7:20 here on Sounds of Praise, TW, a local group with worship here on Sounds of Praise. Okay, let's see. We began this last set with Caroline Imbithi along with Juan Berrios and God of All Creation. Sounds of Blackness followed with Ubuntu. Then we heard Caramu with Pastor John P. Key and New Life. Send that one out to all my friends out there in Malden, who work at Mount Auburn Hospital in Cambridge. And they were followed by Run Run by Smokey Norful. Pastor Donnie McClurkin was next with All About the Love. And then we heard from Pastor McClurkin along with Pastor Marvin Sapp and Israel Houghton with Come As You Are. We pray you have come to the Lord Jesus Christ for his salvation. If so, please give us a call so we can send you some material that we grow in your new life in him. And again, our new phone number is 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-WMFO. Or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or email me at Darnley, DARNLEYVB. At Verizon.net, DarnleyVB@Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll send it out to you free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. And then we conclude the set with TW with worship. 7:21, the Sounds of Praise time. We're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. Still not too late to get in your prayer request or your praise report. Again, the number 855-915-WMF. F-O, 855-915-WMFO. And to lead us into the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry, Pastor and Evangelist Shirley Caesar with Prayer Changes Things. She's going to be followed by Dorothy Norwood and Oh Jesus here on Sounds of Praise. Well, you're going to have to bear with me, folks, because I've got the wrong side up here. So we'll bring Felix J. Mwangi and the Singers from the album Give Him Praise. And this is Taking Care of Me. Here on Sounds of Praise.
Take care matter what you've been going through, that it is something I want to recommend to you. Get on your knees and say a prayer, or go to God and leave it there. Because he hears you when you cry. He'll wipe every tear from your eye. Oh, pray. What's the point of your despair? Cause all of life's broken pieces, God is the one who really cares. And when your load gets too heavy, I'll go behind the closed doors and lay it all before the master, and you'll come out lighter than before. If you ask and believe in that name, you shall receive. Just call Jesus if you would. You're gonna find him working it out for your good. Prayer, a prayer, yes.
Changes things.
It really changed things.
I know, prayer.
I dare you to try him.
Changes things.
It will change things.
When it feels like hope is gone.
It's all gone.
And you can't keep holding on.
Don't give up on God.
Oh,
in distress. When you can't pray a form of prayer, you can't find words to say. About that name. You call him long enough, something's gonna happen.
Okay, it's 7:38 here on Sounds of Praise. This is the When You Pray, When You Pray segment of the ministry. And we are praising God with S, who has a new job, and we're praying for God's continued blessing upon his life and his new job. Then we're praying for Michelle of Medford. She's going to have treatment on her back this week. And I'm also going to continue to pray for deliverance from smoking. Michelle of Medford having treatment on her back and deliverance from smoking. As we mentioned, we're praying and praising God for the Grace City Church, Pastor Miro, and all his staff and the members there, and especially for the missionaries from that church who are now serving in El Salvador on a short-term mission until the end of this month of July. So we're praying that God's going to minister there powerfully in their lives, bring souls to the reality of the need of salvation. And also, Grace City Church is working and praying for entrance into a new building that they will occupy by themselves. So we're praying that God's going to work powerfully in their behalf in that area as well. Let's look to him in prayer. Gracious Father, in the name of Jesus, we approach your throne this morning and thank you, Lord, for a place where we can turn, someone to whom we can go, someone who has the answer for our every situation. And because of your eternal benefits and blessings to us down through the years, we know that as we bring these various requests and praise reports before you, that you're going to work powerfully and be happy for your people. So we bring S before you, Lord. We're thanking and praising you for this new job that he has and for trusting you for the benefits and blessings that he needs, oh Lord, to be able to fulfill all of the duties, the individuals with whom he's working. We pray, oh God, you provide for them and bless the relationships there as well. Make them a continued blessing, Lord, as they yield themselves to you and to your control. May great and wondrous things take place that will bring glory, honor, and praise to your name. And we're thanking you in advance for all you're going to accomplish in Jesus' blessed name and for your praise and for your glory. Amen and amen. And for Michelle of Medford, Father, we're thanking you, Lord, for bringing her to this time, Lord, where you're going to be able, where there's work going to be able to be done on her back. She's going to be able to receive treatment. We're praying and praising you and thanking you in advance for all that's going to be accomplished in her behalf, that she might receive total deliverance. And she might also be delivered from smoking as well, Lord, because we know, oh God, that it's not your desire that she destroy her own body with the influences that come from smoking. And since she had that desire, Lord, we pray you would minister in her behalf and give her complete deliverance so that she might not only be delivered from the back problems, but from the smoking as well. And may she continue to give you honor, glory, and praise for all you're doing in her life. In Jesus' blessed name, amen. And for the members of the Grace City Church, along with Pastor Miro, the senior pastor, and his staff, and as well as for the missionaries in El Salvador, who are going to be there till the end of this month, Lord, and it's for them and for their new building as well, we pray, oh Lord, you would minister powerfully in their behalf in each and every one of their areas. Bless them, Lord, as they are in service this morning. And we pray, oh Lord, that you will bless and strengthen them and encourage their hearts and give them your direction, your peace, your strength, your anointing, your victory in Jesus' blessed name. And for the precious souls who've gone to minister in El Salvador, we pray you would give them souls for their hire, Lord, for all that they've done and all they're doing. May bodies be healed and needs be met. May revival break forth, Lord, because of the great love that they've shown for the ministry and the work that you've given unto them. And may it continue, Lord, as they return home safely because of your protection over them. And as they move into their new building in the near future, Lord, may every obstacle be removed. And may they be a tremendous light of grace. That's what you said in your word, and this is their theme, where grace, where sin abound, grace even in a greater way shall abound. And so we thank you in advance for all you're going to accomplish in and through that ministry in Jesus' blessed name and for your praise and for your glory. Amen and amen. It's 7:43 here on WMFO in Metro. This is the Sounds of Praise Ministry, the July 24th edition of Sounds of Praise. And we are featuring gospel with an Afro-Caribbean and Hispanic flavor. But I want to inform you that if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air office phone number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. Even if no one answers, leave your message on our answering system. As soon as we get it, we'll begin praying for you or praising God with you. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your requests or your praise reports before God's throne. The number again, when we're not on the air, is 781-648-5158. Or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. You can email me at Darnley, DARNLEYVB, at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll begin praying for you or praising God with you as soon as we receive it. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians can also join in and lift up your request before God's throne. And you can also maintain your anonymity. Just say, give us a first name, a last name, or an initial. That's sufficient for God. And that's the way we'll pray for you or praise God with you. 7:44, the Sounds of Praise time. William McDowell from the album Sounds of Revival. And this is It Is So here on Sounds of Praise.
If you believe it, somebody say it is so. Somebody say it is so. Come on, Africa, Caribbean nations, this is for you. Come on, put those hands together.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. It is so. We are victorious. Nothing can conquer us.
Okay, it's 7:57. Time to wrap up the show and grab the bag and move out until next Sunday. Next Sunday, we'll be back, Lord willing, on the 31st of July with more new music and top hits of the year 2016, local artists as well. So until then, it's your host, Donnie Brown, saying God bless. Hopefully, you enjoyed the program today. And it's going to be a blessing. Hopefully, it'll be a blessing to you throughout the day and into the week. And whatever you face, remember that as you put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, He will deliver you. So until then, it's your host, Donnie Brown, saying God bless. Hope to see you bright and early next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. when we do it all over again. And if by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless you.
Me win.
Yeah.
So that means.